Redbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Finding someone on an online Catholic dating site shouldn't be like shopping for a blender. So why do most dating sites leave you feeling like you're shopping for a spouse? At Catholic Singles, we connect members through our unique user polls and activities, which help you discover other members and their personalities and interests. Because you're a person, not a profile picture. So stop shopping and start discerning. Trust your love story to the original Catholic dating site and use the promo code REDBOX at checkout for 20% off at catholicsingles.com.
You know, God chose you. The readings today are so beautiful, and yet they have a dual meaning that I'd like to share with you. So we start with Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19 through 22. Brothers and sisters, you are no longer strangers and sojourners, but you are fellow citizens with the holy ones and members of the household of God, built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the capstone. Through him, the whole structure is held together and grows into a temple sacred in the Lord. In him, you also are being built together into a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. Wow. We're no longer strangers to God. Through Christ, we are being built together into a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. Of course, the Spirit of God is within us. And we are with the apostles and the prophets. So when you read the Alleluia, we praise you, O God. We acclaim you as Lord. The glorious company of apostles praise you. Okay, so we're called to be apostles, to be disciples, to create disciples. We are called to share the fact that, oh my goodness, y'all, there is peace and love and joy beyond understanding. There is a relationship that can be built with the Almighty God that is individual to you and that will change your life. And then the gospel of Luke, chapter 6, verse 12 through 16, Jesus went up to the mountain to pray, and he spent the night in prayer to God. Okay, this is a big moment here, people. Jesus went to the mountain, away from everybody else, to pray all night long. Why? Because he had an important decision to make. And he needed God to guide him. Father, please, I want to do your will only. Because when the day came, continuing on with the reading, when day came, he called his disciples to himself. And from them, he chose 12, whom he also named apostles. Simon, who he named Peter, and his brother Andrew, James, John, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, the son of Alphaeus, Simon, who was called a zealot, and Judas, the son of James, and Judas Iscariot, who became a traitor. We'll get to that one in a minute. So here we are. We are to imitate Jesus. We need to pray and call on his name all day long. But for sure, we should start our day in prayer. Going up to that mountain to pray so that we can begin when the sun rises, the day with Jesus. We don't have to spend all night in prayer, but we should definitely wrap ourselves in him, right? Put Jesus on every day and start with his living word so that he can speak to us. What does he want you to do today? Because he will tell you if you spend that time with him. If you allow him to come into your heart and you give him, you humble yourself in prayer and you tell him, Lord, I don't know how to pray as I ought. I struggle with distractions. I'm tired. I don't have focus on you. I'm thinking about my to-do list and my grocery list and all the things I have going on. But I'm going to fight through it anyway. I'm going to sit with you. Please fill me with your grace. Deliver the spirits of distraction and call on God to fill you with his love, his peace, his joy, and give him every emotion and feeling that is against that peace, love, and joy. Okay, we can also be pulled by Judas Iscariot. There has been a Judas since the very, very beginning. And there are organizations and ministries, they call it, if you will, out there. We all know them, right? You've got Church Militant, you've got Dr. Taylor, I can't remember his last name, Marshall. And they are all smart men. They are right men. They are calling truth. They are calling heresy out. But they can also sometimes make us upset and mad. And maybe we get so upset with the church. We get so upset with, you know, bishops and pastors, that we allow it to impact our desire and love for God and his church. I know this can happen because it happened to me. I think it was like 2018 when all of that stuff came out with McCarrick, and I had just left my executive career and decided I'm going to go share the beauty of the Catholic faith and all of the transformations I've received from God and the sacraments. And then people started asking me like, whoa, are you still going to do this Catholic thing? And I turned around and I looked at them and I said, yeah, I'm not following Judas. I'm following Jesus. And yet at the same time, I got sucked into Church Militant and Michael Voris had me wound up like a top. And I couldn't stop being angry at all of the destruction and the wiping the church's reputation all over the place and having it reflect on me. I was so angry. There was a time when I kind of yelled at Mary in my prayer, like, Mary, would you clean up your church and get these guys out of here? And then I went to confession to confess that. And the priest said, that's a beautiful confession because you know what? Satan's got so many people already on the road to hell. We all have heard in scripture that the road is wide and many are on it, including the hierarchy, the clergy, bishops. But that's not ours to judge. What he said, which was so beautiful, we need to pray for them to repent and to be converted back to Jesus. And that is what we should pray for everyone, all of the people around us who are lost, who are in the dark, who are committing massive sin in their lives. We just need to pray that they repent and they turn to God. That is prayer for others. We're called to pray and to love people to Jesus. And we're also called to pray so that we can do his will, live in his will, hear his voice, and live in the Spirit all day, all day. In him, you are also being built together into a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. So if you are not praying regularly, and when I mean praying, yes, there's beautiful prayers that are vocal prayers. I'm talking mental prayer. Mental prayer is where you are silent and you meditate on something. And I always meditate on the daily readings because God put these readings in this day for a reason. And I always get something out of them. So today's theme that I want to share with you and that I hope that maybe you can focus on is knowing that you're chosen, knowing that God has a place for you in his house. But while you are here, you are called to be an apostle. We're going to live together in the Spirit of God, and we are built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets. We're called to go. Here's the psalm. Their message goes out through all the earth. So let's proclaim the beautiful things that God has done in our lives. We don't have to be in people's faces, but we can live it. We can proclaim it by the way that we live, the way that we love, the way that we show compassion for others, our kindness. People will look at us differently. And that's how they know that we're Christians. That's all we have to do to proclaim God. And then when someone asks you, why are you always so happy? How can you be so calm in this time of crisis in your life? You could say it's God, and you give credit where credit is due. We praise you, O God. We acclaim you as Lord. The glorious company of apostles praise you. And we can do this if we start our day with God in prayer and we give him what is due to him, our time, our heart and love, our gratitude and thanks. And I'm telling you, when you do this, the Spirit is going to be stirred in you. You will be able to go live like God wants you to live. And then you'll start seeing him all day in people, in nature. You'll be thanking him for the little things like the coffee and the running water and the hot shower and the beautiful family and the gift of faith and da 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 da. It goes on. And then you are living in the Spirit of God. And you are going to be attracting people to his heart. God is going to be so excited to tell you how great of a servant you are when your day and hour comes. All we have is right now. You are listening to me for a reason, and God might be speaking to you through me. And maybe you need help. If you want help getting into a prayer routine, look at my 40-day prayer course. It is for those who don't pray regularly. Maybe you're not exactly sure all of the beautiful resources that we have in the Catholic Church, but it's a daily focus and it's me walking with you in a video program. Maybe you're beyond that. Maybe you are praying every day, but you're not really doing mental prayer, or you're finding yourself kind of stuck. Maybe you're in a state of true desolation and it's been a long time. You've kind of lost that relationship with God. The world's pulling you in. You're getting angry and frustrated and you're not able to live the virtues. You feel maybe exhausted and tired and you're just beat down. Well, I'm also here for faith coaching. Beyond these podcasts and the videos that I have on my YouTube channel, I can work with you one-on-one. We can have a chat and see if God wants us to do that. If not, no problem. We go on. We continue to pray for each other. It's no problem whatsoever. And it's my pleasure and my honor to be able to offer some guidance in your life. Personal, professional, spiritual, all centered on Christ. And it's your determination what the fee would be and how often you want to work together and what we want to focus on. All righty, everyone. I love you all. I just want you to keep walking forward. If you're stuck and you're standing there, we're not making progress. We're actually regressing. So continue to carve out that time. Make that commitment every day. It's a daily walk. He tells us, pick up your cross daily and follow me. It's a daily commitment to be virtuous. It's a daily commitment to stay on that narrow path. It's a daily commitment to love Him. Spend time with Him and worship Him. Always and everywhere to give Him thanks. I love you all. I pray that you reach out to Jesus today because He chose you. He expects you to be an apostle. He wants you to pray and imitate Him and not to allow the Judases in your life to distract you from His heart and your ultimate final destination, heaven, eternal bliss forever. Have a blessed and inspired day.
Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Holo is here to help. Holo is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Holo has something for everyone. Holo is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.holo.app/breadbox.